Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Shoddy's back here in studio with us.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
Part two.
We didn't get a...
What were we talking about last time?
We haven't set up...
Cereal and stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Slice, right?
Yeah.
We haven't set up...
You
wanted us to do a blind taste test.
Oh, yeah. I said next time I...
We only have... I can give you wild cherry Pepsi.
No, you can't introduce any flavors into this.
I'm just saying, I can... Just hear me out. I can pour a wild cherry Pepsi and... another beverage from our refrigerator, and you can figure out which one's which. You want to do that?
That's not... Doesn't have anything so comparable to that.
Difficult.
Milk,
it's
maybe.
It's going to be that and orange juice.
Milk or...
No.
Or an Otter Pop. Oop.
We did the water taste test with Tanya.
Yeah, we
what? And okay. Arrowhead. And
okay.
No. Oh, really?
Remember, you and Tanya both agreed.
The Arrowhead?
And she still hates me about this. She's still mad at
did
me.
Did she get it wrong?
No, we just gave
it tap water for all of
us. We did the test like two or three times, and we never actually did the test until like the final. But she made me swear that I wouldn't trick her, and then I did trick her, because none of them were Arrowhead. Here's the thing. She actually got it right.
But it was
all
tap water.
It was all tap water.
And then toward the end, we did a legitimate
But we
test.
Made her... Well, even the first one, she's like, I don't think... She tasted back and forth. She's like, I don't know. I can't really tell. And then she said, when we made her choose, she said the second one. And we were like, no, they were both tap water. And then the second time, we did it again. And they were both tap water. And we made her choose. And she couldn't tell again, but when we actually did it with Arrowhead, she knew which one Arrowhead was pretty quickly. So I was actually...
I tested her a few times. I think she was like 2 out of 3 for getting it right.
Arrowhead's the one that tastes the most like tap water.
I never believed that you could taste a difference. And feet.
Or like tap water that has been run over feet. And then into the cup.
How do you know?
Because I've had Arrowhead. Oh.
Do you ever drink cold water out of the shower?
I mean, you couldn't have answered that better for me.
Also,
obviously, if you've had Arrowhead, well, obviously, I've had tap water run over feet, but...
You haven't?
I've had Arrowhead. It was as though you weren't sure if I knew you'd had Arrowhead. You knew that I knew you'd had tap water run over feet, but you wanted to make it clear. That you had Arrowhead at some point.
Man.
Anyway, Shadi, we don't want to get stuck in a trap again.
Wait, just on a related topic, okay. There's this guy who tested, monster cables.
Yeah.
And, like, audio. He, like, got all these audio files in this room or something, and he tested, like one playing through the same system, like, with monster cables, and then the other, he was using coat hanger wire to connect the speaker and the... And they couldn't tell. Like, they all got it wrong. Or just were guessing. Did it over and over. Couldn't tell.
Wow. Well.
Anyway, there's that.
Monster Cable is not happy about that test.
No.
Shoddy. Chris and I have come up with a series of questions that we ask pretty much every guest that comes in here.
Let's do it.
By the way, I'm lying right now.
Yeah, I was wondering.
We're going to just... You have to answer everything honestly when you're on the podcast.
unless you don't want to.
Even if you're uncomfortable talking about it.
Okay. Well, what...
Okay. We're just going to be invasive into your life.
I'm just going to say...
Wait, Danny, should we tease this?
No.
Okay.
You mean come back after a commercial break?
Yeah.
No, we'll be fine.
All right.
We're running fine on time.
Is that industry speak?
Yeah. So, Shoddy, who was the last girl that you had a crush on?
And you can't say Tanya. Tanya's Danny's girlfriend.
Probably Beth. Heather Beth.
Oh, yeah, we got in this thing last time.
Yeah,
What?
Because when you were talking about liking Beth, I thought you were talking about the Beth.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought for a second.
Like, no. When
did you like whatever her? Happened with her? Did you call her?
No.
Or were you just scared off by the drug use thing?
Yeah, sorry. Sort of, but I guess that turned out to be not true, I think. I don't know, because Jamie, like, brought it up, and he's like, hey, remember that? And he's like, yeah, that's not true. She doesn't. And I was like, okay.
Well,
so
let's explain
so
the
then,
drug
like,
use
he,
thing. Explain the drug use thing, because we're just talking in vague terms that we all three understand right now. But
well, she just made a reference to, like, Robitussin or something, which isn't, I mean, when you think drug use, but I don't know, it sounded like they were
basically
into Robitussin.
Okay,
and
basically
like,
what happened was this girl made some comment that made Shoddy think that she did so many drugs that she got bored with regular drugs and now was using Robitussin as a new way to get high. Because no one that's never done any drugs is going to start out with Robitussin.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're a 13-year-old kid.
Right, and that's all you can get your hands on. But
it seemed like Robitussin was just like the tip of this huge, I mean,
she was messing around with, like,
anything,
Clarinex
basically.
And, like,
yeah.
I got high off Benadryl on accident when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway. Well,
so, what was, what happened with her? Have you talked to her?
No.
Why? Call her up. Let's, well, that's funny because,
we got
looks
her
like
on
we
the
got
line.
Her online right now. What's her number?
I don't have it.
He knows it by memory even though he's never called it before.
Yeah. No, I don't have any contact info of hers except, you know, like through Heather.
So we'll ask Heather.
So you just said that was a crush?
I guess. I don't know what, like a crush, like junior high? I mean,
I just said crush because I was trying to be funny.
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, can this be a really light crush? Because...
Okay. Why don't you... Next time you see Heather, first of all, let me straighten your life out, Shoddy. On your way home from here, stop by the supermarket, pick up some cereal and some milk. When you get home, write a note, put it on Jamie's door, tell Jamie, hey, get Beth's number from Heather.
Yeah.
He'll get it for you. She'll be flattered that you went out of your way to call, to get her number and call. If she's not flattered, she probably wasn't interested anyway, no harm done. Like...
Yeah.
You made an. It's not weird that you have her number. Like,
no.
What? So why don't you do it? There's no reason not to do it. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know.
You don't want to
unless
pursue
that's
it?
So far
maybe
out of your
not.
Character.
Don't
why
know.
Don't you want to pursue it?
Part of me thinks
that Shoddy is you're becoming asexual. You've been.
What if that's so far out of Shoddy's character that if you push him to call her and then he gets on the phone with her and it's just like.
Well,
it's
It'll
not.
Be all right
I know, Shoddy.
Right, okay.
I know, Shoddy, and that's not that far out. But
I don't know. I feel like
you want a sure thing before you follow, and that's basically kind. Well, to an extent.
To an extent, and like I feel like.
So you
want to
make
really...
sure she's going to put out before you even doubt.
Exactly. He
sure
wants
thing?
To know. I mean, sure thing. Like he wants to know that this is a girl he actually likes before he starts getting.
I feel like I was really like. I don't know. I was really wanting to like someone at that
moment. And that makes
moment.
Sense.
And it kind true. Of helped it.
That absolutely like, makes sense.
I don't know.
No.
That
and
makes
it,
complete
that
sense.
That makes total sense because...
Anyway, that was my only hesitation.
Here's my question for that, though. Yeah. So?
Yeah.
If that's true,
no,
you'll...
that's a good question.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't call her, I'm going to. And you know what's going to happen if me or Chris call her.
Hepatitis C.
Why did you just high-five me?
I high-fived Chris. Quit trying to askew the facts for the listening audience. Oh, like me and you could high-five that solid without you saying ow at the end of it. Please, you don't have the high-five skills.
I know you want me to try a high-five now. I'm not going to.
All right, here. Come on, try.
Did.
Oh, you're missing my
hand. Why are you making that noise while you try to high five?
What has this turned into? Now we're just
don't you ever make fun of my
slapping our hands together and making retard noises. This is good stuff.
We should interview Tanya the retard sometime.
That's true.
Does she do an impression?
No, Chris does an impression of her. He'll just ask her a question, and then he'll grab her hands and make them do this, and then answer in a retard voice. Before. It's good stuff. So, plan A, cereal.
Get okay, yourself. I'm not getting some tonight, but I will.
Well, if you call Beth, you might.
I'm a,
there's a Ralph's on the way.
I know, there's a Walgreens where you can get some Benadryl and Tussin.
I'm actually going to, you know, Cleo sent me that cookbook, the Canadian Living cookbook.
No, I didn't know that, but it sounds interesting.
Well, she's a pretty good cook.
Cleo?
And she said she knew nothing, and basically this book was awesome. So she mailed it, and I want to get started on it.
Right.
Like, start getting better at cooking. But, so I'm going to go to the grocery store.
Cereal is an easy step.
I know, but I'm just saying I don't want to take two trips to the...
Right.
It has to be all in one.
I hear you.
So I'm going to buy some stuff to make a meal and cereal.
When are you making this meal?
I don't know, but...
Am I invited?
Well, I want to... No, because I'm going to practice first, and then...
No?
We're going to have, like, a house...
You think I can't eat practice food?
Well, all right, you can come and eat.
Okay.
And then I'll make, like, a lot for, like, our housewarming.
Oh, yeah.
So you know nothing about cooking?
Nothing.
It's so easy.
Nothing.
Well,
I mean, a little, depends barely. On what you're
trying to
yeah,
cook.
I mean, I don't mean every cooking's easy, but you can...
Like pasta, that's it.
You just learn something that you want to eat.
Yeah, basically.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Pasta.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Chris, don't you have a lasagna in the oven?
In the studio oven?
Right.
In the studio apartment oven.
Pasta on the way.
Yeah. One of our listeners sent in some lasagna.
If I lived in the studio apartment, that'd be great, because you could tell women, yeah, I gotta get back to the studio. And you wouldn't be lying to them, and you wouldn't be pathetic.
No, you would.
I spend so much time in the studio right now, I don't even know what's going on
in the world. Shoddy, I'm gonna ask you a very personal question that I would normally never ask you if it wasn't on a podcast.
It makes sense.
That's so ridiculous.
When was the last time that you had sex?
Oh, jeez. I don't want to hear this.
I love Chris squirms more than you do. Chris gets... you. There's.
This isn't, like, a horrible...
I know, but Chris gets... Anytime anything gets serious, gets into serious conversations, Chris gets all squirmy.
That's the most, like, embarrassing podcast.
I know, I did.
To date.
So yeah. Anyway, when was it, Shani?
Long time ago. I mean, my ex.
But how many years?
Three.
I went on a 3-year dry streak almost.
Let me think, did I ever? No.
Yeah, but me and Shoddy aren't having sex with fat girls.
Oh, that's true.
Rotisserie.
Give me a real 5-5 now, Shoddy. Nice. See how you? That was an example of a shoddy high five. Did you hear how it didn't sound it nearly as solid? Or
well, it was the angle. Anyway,
the angle of the dangle.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, Chris, how's it hanging right now?
Oh, Danny, please.
What is this? You have to answer everything that's asked on a podcast.
Oh no, it's,
regardless.
How's it hanging? You don't remember in grade school?
To the left.
Because I said, how's it hanging? Well, why is it the angle of the dangle? In your grade school, they didn't have that? Like, how's it hanging?
I remember.
They would say, like, Chris, how's it hanging? Long and loose, full of juice.
No.
Or, how's it hanging?
No, I don't.
How's it hanging, Shoddy?
What's going on?
Big and hairy, hard to carry. Or, how's it hanging, Shoddy?
What's going on there?
Big and firm, full of sperm.
Tall and firm.
Tall and firm. What the hell was that, Chris? Why did you just get up and leave?
You didn't have to fucking tell the whole studio audience.
Why were you telling us not to tell that you were leaving?
Yeah, what was that about?
And you didn't
I
even
wanted
leave long enough
to
do
professional.
Anything.
Professional? What did
me,
you do?
About my lasagna, and I thought, you're right, I should check on the lasagna.
In the studio. The studio oven.
Yeah.
I knew that. I was just kidding.
Oven.
It just seemed weird. No, I'm saying not that you got up and left. That me and Shoddy had a weird moment while you were gone. Was it tall and firm, full of sperm?
Yeah, it was.
You didn't have that in your grade school?
No, none of these.
Shadi, did tell Chris the thing that you had that that sent us on a probably 2 month thinking period at your grade school?
Oh, we were trying to think of new ones. What was it?
Moded.
Oh, moded, corroded, your booty exploded. Basically, whenever you moded someone. You guys said moded.
We didn't even have moded.
Moded.
Did you say moded?
What's that?
No. Like, you know, if you get...
Like it's like, oh, snap.
Oh, sort of, yeah. Oh, it's you like, got oh, moded. Burn. You got moded.
Here, I'll give you an example. Like, I'm going to say something. I'm going to set you up, and you're going to make fun of me, all right, Chris? And then, Shadi, you play your part.
Okay.
Chris... you're fat. Tell me my mom's fat.
Yeah, well, your mom was wearing a yellow shirt and everybody thought she was a school bus.
Oh, you got moded.
That's what moded is.
It was like that.
All right.
And then people would elaborate but then, on that.
Yeah,
and
moded, like, corroded, your booty exploded. That was it, pretty much. Wow. Danny invented one.
When he told me this, I was like, that's a stupid. Why would you say that?
Danny, and let me preface this. If he would have, what he's about
Why
to say.
Why did he say moated bloated?
You have no idea what this spawned, by the way, because we went hiking. We went hiking the day we were working on this, and we were trying to think of the most elaborate.
All day.
All day.
It went on. It was long.
But I'm sorry, I missed
that. It made sense. That's what.
Tell him what you were saying.
What he's about to say would have been so popular back then. I mean, he would have been like, he would have been just a god for inventing this saying. But...
I said.
Because, okay, moated, corroded, your booty exploded. That's funny, but it doesn't make sense at all.
Ed is not funny.
This one is also not funny.
Okay.
But I said, oh, moated, demoted, someone else got promoted.
What?
You know, like, you got demoted. But that moated, someone else got promoted.
I don't think that would have been a big hit.
I think it would have been. I think it would have taken off.
But then we were thinking of like
it's too the same, but makes sense. Like moated, corroded, your booty exploded. That has a lot going for it.
Kids aren't looking for sense.
They're looking for the word booty.
Yeah, they want booties exploding.
That's true. Actually,
what were we thinking of though? We had like. We had long
and so
ones.
Did and so did yeah. Like a good
we had like moted like moted
segue into more
demoted
of
you just got exploded and so did your loaded and corroded
there was like a question like
yeah,
and so
we,
did what
yeah
oh,
we
he
had,
did
yeah
something.
We had like I mean they were so freaking elaborate. I wish I could remember some of them, but
and it made sense through the whole.
They made sense through the whole thing that I did not remember. And we were driving around for like 2 hours trying to think of it, and Jamie was dead tired, and he hated us. It was something like moated, because we had one that we finally came up with, and we said it, and we were like, because you know how you get quiet when you're trying to think of something because you don't want to let someone onto the trail that you're working on until you get something good? So there was like a 20-minute quiet period, and when one of us finally said it, Jamie was like, I already thought of that one. I just didn't want to say it because he didn't want to encourage us. He wasn't saying it, even me and Shadi were just...
The whole time he's pissed that he has to keep thinking
and
of them also.
He was laying down trying to sleep in the back, and me and Shadi were just going...
Oh, we were lost.
Yeah, we were lost trying to find
that
my
first,
uncle going camping.
It was like 2 in the morning, and
we'd
never
And we were driving
before.
Back and forth on this stretch of road, but we could not find...
We turned around like 5 times.
Seriously. It's a terrible time to be trapped in a car with Danny.
Well, me and Shadi both can do this for a long time, this type of thing.
Yeah.
We've made some pretty crazy lists.
I feel like Shadi might be able to be talked out of it.
That's true.
We spent your whole birthday...
Yeah, thinking of names for Jamie Enox, or for Jamie Enox's kids.
For his kids.
Oh,
like,
God.
Did you see that list?
No, I've been a part of some of these sessions.
Like Gold?
Gold Enox.
Gold Enox. We should just have a podcast where we read all of our lists.
There were some really good
I
ones.
I won't show up for that one.
Well, I'm talking about some of the lists that you did, too, with, like, license plates and... Me and Chris made some lists back in Sacramento.
Yeah, I still think your palindromes are pretty impressive.
We also had...
License plates.
We did license plates, but then we did something where we had license, because we realized you couldn't get swear words on license plates.
Yeah.
Did I show you this? Where we
Trying to figure out ways to.
We would put the middle part as a license stickers, plate. Bur- you think
bumpering the license
plate. Bumper stickers on the outsides of the license plate, so the license plate is something harmless, but it's part of a long three. Like, there was something like Jesus. Jesus loves all, and then the license plate was, I don't remember what it was. Something that was like not at all. You would never figure it out if you saw the and. Do you remember this one, Chris?
Past 20, I don't know. I remember something to do with Jesus doing something that Jesus ordinarily wouldn't do. Should we tease it?
Yeah, we'll tease it. We're going to have to go over this list another time. Because we're out of time anyway. All right, well, Shadi, you're going to have to have me back on again for the, your blind taste test next week. All right. Well, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, Christopher.
See ya.